Okay, right now we are on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara last thing we had was discussing the humility of Rabbi Avo. Mentioned a story that he saw another Rabbi Abba Dimin Akko, who was also very humble, and that his interpreter would say different shots that he gave, and he was quiet about it. What was Rabbi Avo's humility? So we said that Rabbi Avo's wife was told by the interpreter's wife that really it wasn't for the fact that he was close with nobility, that he had connections in the government. He really is he's just as good as Rabbi Avo was, and he only serves him as an interpreter, translator, because otherwise he would get in trouble from the government. And his wife reported that back to him. He's like, okay, so new, what's a big deal? Either way, we're both trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe he's right. Maybe he can do a good job. And either way, that's the goal, is to serve Hashem. So what do I care? Tremendous anivus. He then said over his story that Rabbi Yehuda was appointed to be like a yeshiva of a group of people, a yeshiva. And Rabbi Abba Dimin Akko, who he looked up to and admired, was poor. More than poor, he was in debt. He turned down the position to give to Rabbi Abba Dimin Akko because he figured that he probably could get help with paying back some of his loans. People would help him out a little bit if he was a Rashiva, and therefore he gave it to him as well. Amrulhu Ika Rabba, which we ended up last time. Revolve Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, new Rabbi Avo's story. Iklu Lahu Asra, they both came to the same location. Rabbi Avo Darish B'Agadita, the Chiya Bar Abba Darish B'Shmaisa. So Rabbi Avo gave over Shir in Agadita, in stories, in Machshava, in Musar. Rabbi Chiya, he gave Lumdus. Shmaisa means halachas, dinin, iser, taro, says Rashi. He gave detailed, technical shirim, masterful shirim. But I'm sure if you were there, you can imagine. Shavkua kuli amal Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. V'azu l'gabi Rabbi Avo. Everyone left. Shavkua means they left. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba shirim. They don't want to hear about tuma and taro, kashra, smutrich. They don't want to hear about angels and free will and topics like that. And they all went through Rabbi Avo's shir. Cholish daite. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba got depressed. He felt saddened. And no one wants to hear shir from him. Amrulay. So Rabbi Avo, who is a big anav, tries to encourage and make him feel better. He says to him, "Em shalucha mashal. Let me tell you what it's like. Everyone thinks you should go to my shir. The mother, what's it similar to? The shnei bnei adam echad mocher avan and tovot, echad mocher mine sitkis. Two people they do pop up shops. One of them sells gems, diamonds, jewelry, and one of them sells mini tzitzis, which means, according to Rashi, it means basic necessities, thread, needles, smaller accessories. Al Mikovtsin, who's going to be the one who's going to have people that are jumping to buy their merchandise? Lo al zesh mokhers mini tzitzis? Is it not the one who has little chakras, merchandise? People can't afford the diamonds. People don't, it's far, few and far between when they're able to buy things like that. With me, if you think about a grocery store or a hardware store versus a jewelry store, you walk by jewelry stores, maybe someone's there, maybe no one's there. Usually a hardware store, someone's in there. So he says, yeah, people come to me because I'm the hardware store. You're selling the gems. It is not everyone is ready to handle those things. You're trying to make them feel better. But unfortunately, I'm not sure it works so well. Sorry, Kol Yoma, every day up till now, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba would be Malave, would accompany Rabbi Avo to his dwelling place where he was being hosted, Mishpizeh. Mishum Yikra, which means Mishum Yikra de Kesar, because the Caesar, I mentioned before that Rabbi Avo was close with the government, with the Romans, and therefore he used to honor him, by honoring the Romans, by honoring him by walking him to his lodging. But Ahu Yoma, that day when the Shir kind of all jumped ship and went over to Rivaum, so Rivaum decided to malava him. Alvei Rivaum, the Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Adosh Pizay. Afilu Alchi lo Isosiv Daitimina. Even so, his mind was not settled. Isosiv is to settle. His mind was not settled by the nice gesture. Meaning, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was down and depressed. But again, over here you see Rivaum's kindness, Rivaum's sensitivity, Rivaum's humility. That's why the Gemara tells the story over here. What's that? Did we had it together? Oh, Pesachim. What happened there? Oh, I'm there right now. But for which one? This one over here? Save it for the speech at the end of the year, the scene we're making. Come up with one. The drasha. Meanwhile, just be pause for a second. Find that topic. Okay, the Gemara right now continues on. This is an unbelievable line right now. Unbelievable shot. I quoted my Shmuzle and I misquoted it. I got the wrong dot. I said Mem Aleph. That's really Mem Amon Aleph. My bad. This is Matra Shef Tibra Omer. Actually, I think I made a mistake and I actually said Mem Amon Aleph by accident. Well, I meant to say Mem Aleph, so I actually quoted it right, I think, by accident. This is Matra Shef Tibra Omer Modim. Ha Mahim Omer. If you remember before, we had discussions when the Birchas Kohan was going on, what's everyone saying then? Now we have a different question. Matra Shef Tibra says Modim. What are we saying? That's a very interesting question. Why do people say anything at all? I mean, if you think about it, the whole Shef Tibra says everything by himself. We just listen. So there's a very important idea that Hudra Ham brings down. It says no one can thank for you. When it comes to thanks, you have to be a thanker. No one can thank for you. Me and Yosef want to say thank you. No, you say thank you. I say thank you. We all say thank you. That's how it works. So what do we say when Shef Tibra is saying modim? So I'm a rab. Modim nachnu lacha. Modim nachnu lach. Hashem lakeinu. Al shana modim lach. It's a fascinating, speaking of Akiva's point of his lot here, there's an unbelievable shot over here. Listen to what he says. Rav says, I want to thank you, Hashem Elokeinu, that I can thank you. What does that mean? Look over here, Rashi. Rashi here says, Al shanasata b'libeinu liyos. There's a gear to change over here. Liyos. Liyos. I don't know where I am. Ow. Thanks for the modim lach. Lios tevukim lecha, modim lecha. I'm so thankful that I can thank you, that I have a connection with you to be able to thank you. So you're thanking Hashem for the opportunity to thank you, which is an unbelievable level of, you're not thanking for anything of that you can actually speak to him. Which is a great, so we have a chance, we say, Shema Kaleinu, Baruch Hashem, show me that I'm so happy that you listen, that I can speak to you. That's already its own level. You say yes, you say no. It's a level to be able to speak, level to be able to thank. It's an unbelievable thing. That's what Rasta Shmuel Omer, Elokei Kovasar, Elokei Kovasar, Al Shana Modim Lach. He adds in Elokei Kovasar, the God of all flesh. We see my Omer, Yotreini Yotir Bereshis, Al Shana Modim Lach. The creator of all creation. Right? Rashi here points out that each one of these people are not saying theirs as opposed to the one we came before. They're adding on theirs and this. Adding on this line to that, says Rashi. Now, Ardai Omer, Bishmeid, Rabbi Simai, Brachos, Vodos, Lashimcha, Gadol, Al Shech Yisar, Vikem Tanum. Again, blessings and thanks to your great name that you've let us live and had us live till now. Rabbi Bar Yaakov Messiah Ba'achir. Rabbi Yaakov ended off, besides everyone mentioned up till now, he ends off and he said, Kein techayenu sechaneinu, uskabseinu besof gal yoseinu lechatzos kachecha, lishmor chukecha, besos rotunecha, leibav shalem, al sha'anu modim lach. He finished off and said, so too should continue, let us live, and let techaneinu, you should grace us and gather us, techabseinu, and the Tzav also is to gather from the Gullios, from the different exiles, to the courtyards of your holy areas, to keep your laws, to do your will in a full heart. By the way, see a very important line here also. If we're not in your Chatzos Kachach, it's very hard to do things with B'Lev Shalem. And even in Chutz La'aretz, you can do things, but it's hard to do B'Lev Shalem. You have to be there, to be B'Lev Shalem sometimes. Amar Rabba says, Hilkach Nimrinhu Lekulu. You say all of them. I mean, that's what we get to our customers. If you look over here at all the things that we said, our customers, all of them, we have pieces of each one of these. That's what we do for Modim, the Rabbanim. We call Modim Rabbanim. We say a grouping of all these things. Okay. I'm a bit stuck. You should always have the awe, respect of the community upon you, of the tzibur upon you. Shari Kohanim, because after look at what the Kohanim do. Pneim klapei am, v'acharem klapei shina. The Kohanim turn from the Arun, but they're back to the Arun to face the tzibur. They respect the tzibur so much. They turned the tzibur by putting the back to the Shechina, to the Aron Kodesh. That's a tremendous amount of cover they show towards the Am. Rav Nachman Aron Helper, Rav Nachman has different sources. A pasuk in Divrei Yamim. V'yakov me'al David al Raglav, v'yomer shim'uni achai v'ami. David Melach says to the people, stand up and he says, listen, my brothers, my nation. This is Gemara, im achai lama ami, bim ami lama achai. Why you have these two different terminologies? My brothers, my nation, just say my brothers, or my nation. So Amar Elazar, that just explains. Amalham David the Israel. David says to Klal Yisrael, Imatem Shomili Achiatem. Imlav Amiatem. If you listen to me, then you're my brothers. If not, then you're my nation. Vani Rodeschem Vakel. And I will come down upon you with a stick. Meaning I'll have to force you to listen to me. But the fact that he called them Achi, if they listen, he calls them Achi, that means they're the king is related to them as like peers. That's a tremendous cover he's giving them to call them my brothers. It's again, like when you walk in, Rabbi David always says, like, oh, my Rebbe's here. You know, whoever walks in, oh, my Rebbe. Okay, so he's showing a tremendous amount of kavod. But David Melech calls the people, he's the king, he calls them my brothers, meaning he's looking at them like their peers. Tremendous kavod of the tzibur, aim of the tzibur. Rabban Amr Mechon, Rabban say a different shot. Deh, Tan Rabbanan, let the gears change. Ain a Kohanim or Shayin Lalos on the land, Leduchim. The Achaz Mitesha Takano Shah, Hiski Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. One of the Takanas, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, was Mesakin, one of the nine, is that the Kohanim cannot do Brichas Kohanim with their sandals on, with their shoes on. Now, the words of my time, but what's the reason why Lab Mishim Kabbalah Tibur is not because of Kabbalah Tibur? What's the Kabbalah Tibur over here? So Rashi explains that if you had your sandals on, you were outside walking around with them, they probably got all muddy. And when you pick up your clothing, if you think of it for a second, you wear like, let's say, a garment. We have pants, what's different? Let's say you wear like a one-piece outfit. Pick up your hands like this, so your cloak will also rise up. Go like this, your cloak goes up. What happens? Your leg or your shoes are showing. Your shoes are full of mud, says Rashi. And therefore, we're saying you can't wear shoes when you're looking. You know why? Because then everyone's going to see the mud on your feet. That's not a way to be. You have to respect the nation. Respect the people. It's not respectful to bless them that way. Show some respect. Must be. That's covered in zebra. That's why we say not do it, right? And therefore, it's another proof. Rav Ashi, Rashi says, no. Lo, that's not the reason why you don't wear your shoes. Hasam shema nifsika lo ritzua besandalo. What's our fear? That a ritzua, a strap, will nifsak, will break from your shoe. Pazer azul miktere. And then you're going to go back and you're going to try to, miktere means to be kosher, to tie it. The Amri, they're going to say, oh, ben grusho, ben chalutzu. Where you had that idea before, ben grusho, ben chalutzu, where you had that concept before, remember? Okay, good, excellent. We have their chalitza that way also. Good, excellent. We said do chalitza, don't do yivama. Very good. Also, we had this idea recently. The Kohen.
Oh, he doesn't go off.
Good. If he never goes up, as opposed to if he goes up sometimes, but not sometimes, other times, what happens to that guy? If he goes up sometimes, not all the time. What do we say about that guy? He goes up occasionally, but not always. But what do we say? It's not Begrish Mechalutza, otherwise, he'd never go up. So what do we say about that guy who doesn't go up? What's the problem? What's the issue with him? We say he's over on three asses. Oh, right? We have three psukim. Exactly. Devarchu, Simet Shemi, and Mor Lahem. Those are three. He's over those three asses. He doesn't go sometimes, not all the time. So what do we hear about the guy having his shoe when he's breaking? No one knows who he is. He doesn't show up one time. He doesn't come up here. And we say, oh, Ben Hirsch Mechalutza. With mikdash bracha achad, which in the mikdash you make only a single bracha. Says the Gemara, top of memory base. Tokach lama. Now, tokach lama over here means, why is it that we say that the mikdash we do one bracha? Right? We said in the chulin or medina you do three brachos. Mikdash we do only one. Why? Because you ain't onam amen mikdash. You don't say the word amen in mikdash. You don't say the word amen. What do you say instead? So Rashi says here, and Tosfos says as well. We're going to see very soon. Say baruch shem kvo makos olam ve'ad. What you say? So you say the mikdash instead. So therefore, Tanur Rabbanan, therefore we say that reason is no amin breaking up the parts, so it's only one long bracha. Now, but we say bracha shem kvo. Why is that breaking up the parts? No, there we don't say at the end of the part. We say that shema shem is mentioned in the mikdash. Shema shem is mentioned in a very special way, right? Not the way it's pronounced, the way it's written, the way it's pronounced, the way it's written. Therefore, it's a very chashuv way of being pronounced, and we react to it by saying baruch shem. That's what we say on Yom Kippur. We bow ourselves down to the ground, right? We say with a name, a mefor rush. We yotzi pikoin gadol. We all bow on the ground. We say baruch shem kvo malchus olam. That's what they used to do. It was a single. It wasn't one bracha. It wasn't three brachas broken down by the word amen in the middle. It was one long bracha with shem Hashem mentioned and baruch shem being mentioned each time shem Hashem. That's what Tosfos points out. Why it's still one bracha. Tanur Rabbanan. Yunayin she'ein onim amen b'mikdash. How do we know you don't say the word amen b'mikdash? Shenemar kumu uvarach was Hashem elkeichem min haolam. The ad ha'olam. So here we explain what does it mean. We don't say mikdash. There's no reason to be mafsik it because we say min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, which means every single bracha that we have, we say baruch Hashem. Okay, this is how we respond. By the way, this is our amen. The mikdash was we say baruch Hashem the way Rashi explains it. Baruch Hashem okay Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Instead of the word amen, we say that to every bracha. Baruch Hashem okay Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam.
We say the way Hashem for
Hashem in the mikdash. In the mikdash, this. Oh. Good question. Might only be the Kohen who does that. Could be only the Kohen with Brachas Kohanim. We said we had a pasuk. Tell us that did. What pasuk was Shmi. Right? But let's hear Shmi. So if the word Shmi was written there by Shem HaMiuchad, that was by the Kohanim. I'm not sure that every person that shares Hashem with sales that lashon. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't think so. Good question. Okay. How do we know that every bracha gets that response of bracha Hashem le'olam and bracha comes along the end? Zemar uvivarchu shem kvodecha murmam al kol bracha utila al kol bracha bracha teilo tila. Every bracha you give to Hila. According to Rashi over here, you say baruch shem on every bracha. Must be then, according to that you say Shem Hashem b'miyuchad is unique name on every bracha. Otherwise, you wouldn't say Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem is a title we give to the Shem HaMiyuchad. Last time we hear that every single Shem Mutihila, every single bracha we give to Hila, sounds like that means you only would do that if we would say Shem Hashem in a unique way. Yes, you do. Thank you. I'm not sure whether or not you do Shem Hashem. Again, the law of the Gemara earlier was that Shmi, that's the word Shmi by Birchas Kohanim, but I wouldn't know that you do it every single place. I'm not sure. It's a good question. Sounds like you do because you have that response every single time. Baruch Shem, Kibbol Kalamed, I would imagine would be the response only to Shem Hashem in his unique form. I'm not sure. It's a good question. What's that? Well, no, they both agree that you say Baruch Shem Kodol Ve'ed to the Shem Hashem. Question is, what do you say at the end of the bracha? There it's something you say, Baruch Hashem Olam, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Min Olam Ve'ad Olam. That's what you say, like the main is that. Baruch Shem is to the name of Hashem. It's not like Baruch Hu B'Shmo, we say sometimes. That would be Baruch Shem Kodol Ve'ed to the real Shem Hashem, to the Shem Hashem that is the way it's written. And instead of Amen, you say, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Min Olam Ve'ad Olam. So again, the question you're asking is, does that mean that we say Shem Hashem HaMiyuchad every single time in the Mikdash? I'm not sure. It sounds like you would based upon what I'm saying right now. I don't know. In the Mikdash. Sounds like that. That's what we do here. I think Kol Bracha Utila. I'll Kol Bracha Bracha Tehla Utila. Every Bracha there, you can give that phrase. Okay, Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Again, if you remember, we have till now, we've gone through already. Think of Lashon HaKodesh. We did already. Remind me again. We started off with the first thing Lashon HaKodesh we had. Vidoy, Meister, Bikur Bikurim, we had already, Brachos, Lekalos, Levim, we had already, Brachos Kohanim, is the only three we did already, or did more than that? Now we're having the next one, which is the Brachos Kohen Gadol. Keita, what was the Brachos Kohen Gadol we're referring to? So Chas of the Knesset, no tell Sefer Torah, but no Sna Lola, we mentioned before, this happened on Yom Kippur, the Chas, I'll just give you a translation of what Rashi explained, the Chas means the Shamash. Shamash of the base of Knesset, so he would take, Shamash Knesset would take the Sefer Torah and he would give it over to the Rosh Knesset, which we call nowadays the Gabbai. Gives it to the Gabbai. The Rosh Knesset is the Gabbai, now gives it to the Skan. The Skan is the, you know what Skan is? Assistant Kohen Gadol. He's not in a position yet. It's a position only when Kohen Gadol, something happens to him. Otherwise, it's like a understudy. There's nothing special about it other than that. The best Skan tells the Kohen Gadol. He stands up, he holds it, and he says the following psukim. He reads about Achrimos, he reads Ach Ba'asur, which is only a few prakim away from it. Then it says, Go as a Torah. He then rolls the Sefer Torah up. When he holds it in his hand. The Omer, and he says, Yes, sir, Bimash Karisi Difnechem Kasun Kan. A lot more than I just said to you is written in this Torah. And then he starts to read by heart another part. Ube Asur, Shavachum Shavachudim Kori Al Peh. He reads the Asur, the parsha of Asur. That is found in Sefer Bamidbar, reads that part by heart. That's the parasha of Shor Chesed, which is it's much further from the part that we had read earlier, which is why you don't turn to it. The Gemara says later on, you don't roll Sefer Torah in public. It's not coming on the Sibur. So the part you can't get to, you get to, and the part that's far away, you close it up and you recite it about that. Mivarech alash and brachos. We make eight brachos after you read from those portions of the Torah. Al Torah, Vial Avoda, Vial Hodaya. Those first three things we know. Al Torah is like brachos of Torah. We have in like in Shul, Avoda, and Hodaya is like Modim and Ritzei. Al Mechilas Avon, which is unique to Yom Kippur. Al Mikdash, Val Yisrael, Mikdash and Yisrael. Al Kohanim, Al Yishlaim, Vashar Tfila, and the rest of it is other daffings that we're going to see later on described. That's what the Kohen Gadol says after he reads through these passages in the Torah we just described. The Kohen Gadol, again, he does it all in Hebrew, the language of the Torah. That is what he does. Fine, says the Gemara the following. Shmas mina chokin kabo the Talmud milk of a rabbi. This over here sounds like it's going to be a little bit of a question. This is a machlokas in the Meset in the Gemara in Baba Basra, I think. Baba Basra, it says here. Machlokas in Baba Basra, whether or not you're supposed to demonstrate kavod to a Talmud in front of his Rebbe. I mean, let's say you have a Rebbe, but that Rebbe is in presence of another Rebbe. Do we show kavod to the junior Rebbe in the face of the senior Rebbe or not? I was going to be telling me do. Why? Why are we telling me we show kavod? What are we doing over here in the Mishnah? Exactly. We're going through a whole procession. The Kohen Gadol was with the Kohen Gadol here. We're honoring first the Shamish, and then the Gabbai, and then the Skan. Well, is that Mechubad to the Kohen Gadol? He's waiting around like that. The Kohen Gadol is the only one in Mechubad right now. So let's go over here. We're positing that you show honor to the junior Rebbeim, Talmidim, in front of their own Rebbeim. Oh. Oh, excellent. So it's more even. It says what even says, what Aaron says, the roommates, powerful roommates. Amar Abaye, Kula, Mishum Kvod HaKohen Gadol. This actually all is showing honor to the Kohen Gadol. Imagine that. This guy's chashuv, and so is even he, and even more than those of the Kohen Gadol. So you see, through the hierarchy, it's even greater level of cover for the Kohen Gadol. It's not really showing them cover; it's showing the Kohen Gadol cover by showing them cover. Okay. Kohen Gadol omeid a mekabel the cover. The Kohen Gadol stands up. He takes the Torah and he recites the different parts, reads the Torah. Omeid mechal de yoshev. Omeid implies that he was sitting until now. Is that true? Va'amar mar, master has stated, ein yishiv ba'azara el amalchim beis David bilvad. There's no one sits in the Azara, in the courtyard of the base, except for the Malchus base David, except for the king that comes from David's line. Shnemar, Vavod David, Vavod Mel David, Vayoshev with Hashem, Vayomer Mianochi, Vigomer. The David Mel comes in, and he says, who am I, Hashem? But only he sits down. Only he would sit down. No one else, except for David Melch and his line, would be sitting down. How could the Kohen Gadol have been sitting down till now? So, Kedam Rochizda. So we see Rav Chizda in a minute is going to describe this case happening in the Ezra's Nashim. Halchanan, Ezra's Nashim, this case over here, Rav Chizda, again, we'll see Rav Chizda in the top of the next Amud, was the Ezra's Nashim. So two over here, in our case, the Kohen Gadol is sitting down, not in the Azara proper, but in the Ezra's Nashim, a less Kaddish part of it. Remember before we had this idea of the Kedusha of the Azara's put in a certain place that have Kedusha, they don't have Kedusha, remember we had this beforehand, a certain part that doesn't have Kedusha in it, we said, remember where that was? Good. We said it. Dafko, we said. We had Shar Nikanur. Shar Nikanur, we said before, was an area we said it was not close. What do we have that happened there? Do you remember? Sota? What else? The Zav and the Zava. That we learned it out after. We learned it out true as a later on. But the Gemara had three things that said that happened there. Remember what they were? You let us end. And the Mitzorah. We asked why those places. We said two of them say in it with Nei Hashem, but one of them over here doesn't say that. Why are they there? Because we said maybe because they really can't go because their tummy can be close to the Kaddish of the Korban, which we learned out, Zav and Zava, based upon that idea as well. Exactly. Very good. Okay. So over here is sitting down because Ezra Nashim. Now, over here, the word Mesa, over here, according to Gerson, we have, according to some opinions, the word Mesa is missing. It's just the Tanya instead. Time with the Nebraisa, the Hechad Korimbo, is the back we just said, the point we just said with the Reb Chizda statement of Ezra Nashim. Where do you read these passages from? Bazara. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer Bahar Bais. Read in Har Bais. And Amar, Bayikra, Bo Lifnei Harachov, Ashur Lifnei Shar HaMayim. That you read it in front of the street, by the Shar HaMayim, by the gate of the water, by the Har Bais area. Now, and Amar Reb Chizda, Reb Chizda over here says, what does that mean? It meant Be'ezra's Nashim. Refers to the Ezra's Nashim. That's what we referred to beforehand. That's what we're talking about now as well. So the whole passage over here was being done in the Ezra's Nashim area. And that's why you could sit down in that spot. Okay. What do you do there? Mekor Achrimos V'ach V'asor. I mentioned beforehand that you read from Perek Tezayin in Vayikra, and then you read Perek Lamidim, Chav Gimel in Vayikra, a few parakim later. Where's over here? One second. You're skipping Verminu. Medagim Benavi Imadagim Torah. We've learned in Braisa that you're allowed to skip around when it comes to within the Navi, but you should not skip around when it comes from reading from the Torah. How can we skip six prakim like that? Seven prakim. Amrabaye lokasha kam bechdeshi yifsok v'turgaman kam bechdeshi yifsok v'turgaman. He says, depends. I'm allowed to skip around in the Navi, even if the Turgaman is going to be stopped, it's going to be finished, I have not the right spot yet, you're allowed to move around in the Navi. But when it comes to Torah, you can't skip around. Meaning I can only skip if I can turn fast enough. If I turn my Turgaman, finish reading the first Pasuk, or the last Pasuk, I'm already at the next spot. It's not a Tirchan and Tiburu. That's when you're allowed to skip. We had it early, remember we had it earlier on, the rule of the Turgaman. The rule was what was the rule of the Turgaman we had before? Remember? We had a rule by the Turgaman yesterday. Not enter main because there's no main for the Turgaman. Can't start until? And in turn, next verse, the reader can't start until the Turgaman finishes explaining, right? So here we say that when the Turgaman is saying he's over his piece, if I can spin the Torah to I get to the part in time, then I'm allowed to skip. But I can't skip when he's done. I'm still turning pages, turning columns. That would not be allowed. So over here, it's not so long. Over here, it's only 7 prakim. May take me 3 or 4 rolls. Boom, 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 boom. I'm done. And I'm done with that. He's already finished the pasuk. I'm continuing on afterwards. Very possible. And therefore, that's why he's allowed, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to read from the Torah and skip. Because he's not really losing his, the flow. He's not missing, not waiting. No one's waiting for him to finish. Okay. Says the Gemara. Can't be at the right side. But Allah Katani, regarding this, when we said over here, that you skip for Navi, but not for Torah. It says, it's taught, Medalgin b'Navi, Ve'i Medalgin b'Torah, V'ad kam Medalgin, how much can you skip b'Navi? Medalgin, Akadesh lo yivso katurgaman, only amount that would not cause the Torah to be finished, and you're not to be the right place yet, which means, V'chal de b'Torah, klal lo, which means the Torah you can't skip at all. Meaning, we say, the Bryce says over here, you can skip in the Navi, but not in the Torah. And even the Navi, when you can skip, you only skip so the Torah does not have to pause. Implying that for Torah, even that you can't skip. So back to our question, how could you skip from Perek Tav Zayin to Perek Chav Gimel in Sefer Vayikra? Kasha. There's the Gemara. Amar Abaye lo Kasha. It's not a difficulty. Kam b'in echad, kam b'shnei inyanim. Depends. Is it one inyan or is it two inyanim? Meaning, when it comes to the Torah, you're allowed to turn it and skip as long as the Torah does not have a pause, and as long as it's still the same topic, the same inyan. Like over here, for example, Rashi points out of here, the hour two prakim we're reading from in the Vayikra, it's all related to Yom Kippur discussions. And therefore, we're allowed to skip. As long as we skip enough, it's quick enough to get there before the Torah finishes speaking. For Navi, you're even allowed to skip, as long as you get there in time, even with two different inyanim. The reason why we care so much is Rashi, is if you skip inyan to inyan in the Torah, people are listening to it, they don't fully get what you just said. You're on to the next thing already, they're like, what happened? They missed the halacha. But here, if it's the same inyan, then they're not skipping because they're still involved in the same discussion and they're following the discussion that you're having with one inyan. In Navi, there's not really so much halacha written in Navi. And if we're not worried about you skipping from story to story, what are you missing? A different part of the story? Okay, so it doesn't really matter. Halacha l'maisa, it's not a big deal if they skip and you lose your tractor. So the bottom line is as follows. One more time, the rule is as follows. When it comes to Navi, the rule is you're allowed to skip as long as the Turgaman will get there. You'll get to the next place before the Turgaman finishes. And you can even skip from Indian to Indian. That's the rule. When it comes to Torah, you're allowed to skip as long as it's one Indian and you can roll there by the time the Turgaman finishes speaking. That's the rules. Vatanya, usually Vatanya, like I'll say 95% of the time, Vatanya is actually a question. Except for it's not, Rashi will tell you. It's not here, Rashi tells you. It's Benichusa. This is a Vatanya, like a Titania. It's like a Titania. Vatanya, as we learned, Medagim v'Torah b'inyan echad, u'benavim b'shtei inyanim, v'kan b'chtei shal yifsok haturgaman. That's everything we said before. That's what we said just now. V'ei medagim y'navi l'navi, u'benavim shal shnei masar medagim, u'vad shal yidalik b'sof ha-sefer l'tchiyasa. And three more rules when it comes to Nevi'im. You cannot skip from Navi 1 to Navi 2. You got to stay within the same Navi still. But for Treasar, you're allowed to skip because that's considered one book, says Rashi. It's all one sefer, Treasar it's called. And as long as you don't go out of order, you can't skip out of order. You can't go out the wrong way. You skip forward, but not backwards. Fine. Good. Right. We said before, you roll the Torah up, and then you hold it in your chest, and you say, a lot more is written here, but I'm going to read this part by heart. This is the Kol Kach Lama. Why do you have to make a declaration? What's that whole point for? Why this whole ceremony? But there's a lot more written here than I'm just not reading right now. So Motzi Laz, Sefer Torah. You don't want to be Motzi Laz on Sefer Torah. What does that mean, Motzi Laz? If I roll it up, okay, anyways, it's a lot more written here, but, you know, and I'll start reading outside, you'll be like, oh, it must be something wrong with the Sefer Torah. Why have to read inside if more is written there and you're recording it anyways, Baal Peh? Must be, it's missing something, it's not kosher. So we say, before we roll it up, we say, listen, so you know, a lot more written here than this, but I'm going to read the rest of the Baal Peh, so no one has any concerns and questions that I stopped from the Sefer Torah because something's wrong with it. What else we see beforehand? Motzi Laz. Good. Where else? It may rumors. People will give negative. People start putting rumors. Schistolda. Good. Where else? One more I can think of. What was that? What do you mean? There's one more that I remember. This Lush Motzi Laz. Last time we did, I actually asked you about Motzi Laz. We'll have it before and ask you about it. We did it last time. Got it. Avlam and Bezma Bez. It says, Alman Mes. Right? Baman Mes. Onis versus Shogeg, Ratzel, Bezma. The whole thing we have before. Why? Otherwise, she knows she was accosted, right? If you don't tell her that rape doesn't count, that accidents don't count in this, then when nothing shouldn't blow up, she'll be like, oh, this whole thing is wrong. So we say to her, no, I just want to let you know what it's going to check for. It's going to check for Mezid. It's going to check for Ratzon. It's not going to check for Shogeg. It's not going to check for Onus. So that in case one of them's happened and she doesn't blow up, she'll be like, oh, this thing doesn't work. Motzi Laz. That's the Gemara says it. Fine. Back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara as follows. Ubasor, Bachumish, Begudim, Kor Alpe. You read the parsha of Asor. Shor Chesav is that's found in the Sefer Bamidbar. Likrichei the Sefer of Likrei. We say, I don't understand. Why don't we just roll it? Likrichei is to roll it up and to read it. Meaning, why don't I read Baal Peh? Why don't I just roll it there and read it? Ravuna Bar Yudar Amar Sheshes Fisha Ain Golden Sefer Torah Tzibur. We don't roll Sefer Torah Tzibur like that. It's Tichat Tzibura. We don't do that. V'lei Sefer Torah Achrinim V'likrei. So they bring another Sefer Torah. Lazy to bring a Sefer Torah and read from that Sefer Torah. Meaning, why go by heart and bring two Sefer Torah? Ravuna Bar Yudar Amar Mishum Pagaman Shal Rishon. Because maybe people think that the first one has a pagam. Pagam means a blemish, a psul. People should think it's a psul, so we don't want to bring that and start bringing again, defame the kavod of the first Sefer Torah. Rishon Ben Lakish has a different reason. Though. Lefi she'ein mevarachin beracha she'ino tzricha. That we should not make an extra bracha. What does that mean, extra bracha? Right now you have a guy, reading from Sefer Torah, the Kohen Gadol. He makes a set of brachos on this thing. If he had to not bring a new Sefer Torah, he's got to bring a new set of brachos right now. Because the bracha is going on the Torah, not only the reader, but on the Torah itself. So it'll be created. Bracha shino tricha, you don't have to do that. That'll be a problem. Yeah. So that would solve the first one, not the second one. It would solve the pagam issue, but not the you'll see in a minute why it's not so simple, even with that case in a minute, but that would not solve the bracha shino tricha point. So michashin lepagama. Are we really worried about it? That's really what you just pointed out, Aaron. You'll see in a minute. Are we really worried about pagam, about people assuming that it's not kosher? Amar of Yitzchak Nafcha. Yitzchak Nafcha says, "This is found in Maseches Megillah. Rosh Chodesh Tevis, which is Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. Shchalos B'Shabbos. Maybe Shalosh Torahs. Maybe three Torahs out right away, as Aaron said. The Kori Achas Ben Yonos Yom. One of them is a partial of the week. Achas Rosh Chodesh. Achas Shal Chanukah. We have three Sefer Torah. What, you can assume that the ones are puzzle? We don't assume they're puzzle. We're not Choshes for Psul. So if I do that for them, why don't I do two right now? That's Aaron's question, right?" Where it says, no, Aaron, different. Flasa Gavri, but Flasa Sifri, Leka Pugam. Three people with three Sifri Torah, there's no Pugam. Because every person is reading different Torahs. It's like, it's different parts, different people. But Chad Gavri, Trey Sifri, one person takes Sifri Torah A, then takes Sifri Torah B, that would start to be Ika Pugama. That looks like it's a Pugam. By the way, Aaron's making an important point, but if you think about it, not everyone in shul is there when you read Sifri Torah out. Probably no, they saw you. You know, read just now one passage. And the next thing you see, you read another passage, different Sefer Torah, not knowing that you brought that all along. Maybe they'll think there was a problem with it. Who knows? Okay. Mevarach alash one brachos. You make eight brachos. The Kohen Gadol makes eight brachos on his kriya. Tanur Rabbanan mevarachin al Torah. Kedarach mevarachin beis haKnesses. That al Torah we do, like the rest of the Torah we do in shul. Also, that's what he says. after he reads it, Balavoda, which is what we call that Ritzei, Balahodaya, which is Modin, Yamachilas Avon, Kitziknan. And like the cuddle we have this in our tefillah of Hashem being is Vochel Soleach Avaros. Hashem is getting real kippur. That's what the spirit of the day is. We make that bracha after he finishes his Kriyas Torah. Al Mikdash Vnei Atzma, we make a separate bracha then on the Mikdash. Al Kohanim Vnei Atzma, it's a separate bracha to the Kohanim. Al Yisov Vnei Atzma, it's a bracha for Klal Yisrael. Al Yerushalayim Vnei Atzma, and a separate bracha for Yerushalayim. Everyone, it's not like we have like all these endings together. They're each independent brachos that he makes at the end of his Kriya. Vashar Tfilah says the Gemara, so the Mishnah. The rest of it's Tfilah, what does it mean? Tanarabanan, Hashar Tfilah. That line means Tchina Rina Ubakasha. It's a prayer. It's a begging. It's a singing. It's a requesting. Shamcha Yisrael Tzrichim Livasha. That Israel needs to be saved. We need salvation. The Chosim, and we close off with Shomei Tfilah. With the end of Bracha is Shomei Tfilah. That's how he ends his Tfilah going Gadol. Mikam Ve'elech. And after that happens, to the point forward, Kol Echav Yechav Baby Sefer Torah Mitzvah Beis. So every person who had a Sefer Torah brings it out of his house. And the Koribo, they read from it. Why is this part of the procession? They want to show its appearance to the masses. Meaning they want to show that the tremendous level, way over here that that Rashi explains it. Second. The beautiful mitzvahs they do, the tremendous amount of simcha they have for mitzvahs, for Sefer Torah, they bring out to show off, quote unquote. Not show off like they're a bit nicer, but to show off how beautiful their Sefer Torahs are, and they all want to do that to, again, Yom Kippur is a time with judgment. We want to show our tremendous love for mitzvahs. The last Mishnah here is Mishnah, will stop. Here's a Mishnah, and they'll be like an Amud ahead. Mishnah here says, Parsha Melech, so how does, again, the lesson we have is Melech. We call that Hakel. How does all that Hakel work? Motzi Yom Tov Arishon Shalchag, Bishmini, Motzi Shvius. There's a lot of definitions here that are hard to understand what they mean. We'll discuss later on. But it means at the end of the first day of Sukkot, end of the first days of Sukkot, on the 8th, not the 8th day, but the 8th year, which is Motzi Shvius, which is the end of the 7th year. Again, why that had to be said, we'll talk about that. Osno Bima Shal 8th, make a big platform made out of wood, B'Azara, in the, we'll see what Azara this is, Azara's Nashim, courtyard of the Mishmini, we'll see later on. Yoshev Aleh, he sits down. It says, Miket Sheva Shanim B'Moed. So he sits on the bima, on the platform, and he reads from this, he doesn't read this part. It's what it says over here, at the end of the 7th year, on the festival time, by the puzzle inside. The puzzle quote over here says this, Yisrael Moshe, oh, something more, Miket Sheva Shanim B'Moed, Shnasa Shmita B'Chag HaTzukos, we'll call Yisrael Eros, Hashem L'Kechem, when Beis Yisrael comes, Lila Regal, Makoma Sheikhar, Beis Mikdash area, Tiras Torah Zos, Negan Kol Yisrael Vaznayim. Read this in front of the entire Bnei Yisrael. That's what the Melech is commanded to do. So what happens again? Here's a procedure. Chazan HaKnesses, no tells Torah, no tells the Rosh Knesses. Rosh Knesses, no tells the Skan. The Skan, no tells the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, no tells the Melech. We had it earlier on. We add one more person now in the group, which is the Melech. Melech Omeid U'Mekabel B'Kor Yoshev. The Omeid, the Melech stands, he accepts it, and he reads it while he's sitting down. We said before, don't tell the Melech, right? Well, we'll see later on where this is being read. But the reading while he's sitting down. Before, the Kohen Gadol was standing, but he was sitting when he got it. Now he reads it while he's sitting. The Melech says, Agrippus HaMelech, Amud V'Kibbel V'Kori Omid. Agrippus HaMelech, so like he said, he was one of the kings. He stood up. He received the Torah, but he read it standing. He didn't sit down for it. He wanted to be more mechabed the Torah. And said over here, it says that everyone was so appreciative. Shabchu Chachamim. They applauded him. They praised him for his sensitivity to the Torah. When he read the parts, which he's going to read, different parts of the Chumash, and we'll see in a minute what he reads, he got the part, it says on top of it, do not place upon yourself a foreigner who's not befitting to be the king. By the way, Agrippa's Melech was not befitting to be the king. His mother was Jewish, but his father was not. And therefore, he had no right to be a king. So when he read that part, Zalgu Inav Dmaos, his eyes began to fill up with tears. He realized, oh my gosh, I'm reading this book, this Torah, everyone, about how I couldn't be the one who's reading the Torah. I can't do this. I'm not allowed to. I'm not a melech. Amrulo, the chums are back to him. Al tisyare, Agrippas, achinuata. Agrippas, don't be worried, Agrippas. You're our brother. You're good. You're a Zerah Kusher. Your mother's Jewish, so it's okay. You're part of us. Even though it's really, he couldn't have been, but we'll get to that later on tomorrow. The Kori, and what does he read from? Tchilas Eliyahu Dvarim, he reads the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Ad Shema, up until the word Shema, and Shema, he goes, skips to Shayav Shemoa, and then he skips to Aser Taser, Kisichlel Aser, Uparsh Samelech, Ubrachos Uklelos. All of these, as we mentioned just now, is what he reads. Achigom Rekola Parsha, until he finishes the entire, that entire section. Barachos Shekohen Gadol Mevarachosan, Amelech Mevarachosan, the same eight brachos that the king made, that the Kohen Gadol made, the king makes seven out of eight of them. El Shonosin, shall regal him Tachas Bechias Avon. He has his own eight. He skips out the forgiveness part, that's a Yom Kippur related thing. And since it's Sukkot, he does it with the one set of the regalim of the festival season. That's what he reads. Then tomorrow, we'll find time tomorrow. I assume we'll do it.